Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. The winter weather has wreaked havoc on the school calendar this year. Dr. Jeff McDerris, superintendent of Transylvania County Schools, confirms that we will have school this coming Saturday to make up one of the 12 days missed so far. Children will be dismissed at 12:30. As of now, the last day of school will be June 15th. McDerris says we can't go after that date.
I don't think we can go too late in June. That's very problematic to families and for everyone else and really for our reporting and requirements. So we are now looking at, if we were to get another snowstorm, we're looking at probably having to look at spring break or something. It's and there's not much of that left either.
As for senior graduation ceremonies, they may happen before school actually ends for the year.
Right now, we are still planning on graduating the weekend of June 12th. Nothing is set in stone as far as, you know, whether one school may decide to graduate Friday evening, one may graduate Saturday morning, one may graduate Sunday afternoon. We're not really sure about that piece yet, but in general, the weekend of June 12th is when we would like to graduate students.
The superintendent says those plans have to be made so families can travel to be here for graduation ceremonies, as well as the booking of the Brevard Music Center for that event for Brevard High School. He also says there's a possibility Rosman High may opt to have their graduation ceremonies at the Music Center this year. Brevard College has been named to the 2009 President's Higher Education Community Service Honor Roll. That's the highest federal recognition of a college or university for their commitment to volunteering, service learning, and civic engagement. The honor roll was started in 2006. Honorees are chosen based on a series of selection factors that include the quality of service projects, how many students participate in the activities, incentives for service, and the extent to which the school offers academic service learning courses. During the 2008 and 9 school year, 531 Brevard College students performed more than 3,100 hours of community service. Harrah's Cherokee Casino and Hotel has announced a partnership with Paula Deen Enterprises. They'll open Paula Deen's Kitchen late this year. It will be Harrah's first new restaurant and part of their $633 million expansion program. The restaurant will be full service, seat over 400 people. It'll be buffet style, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the decor similar to Deen's restaurant in Savannah. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.